Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 3, Job's Experience of God's Consuming and Stripping in the Old Testament Being Far Behind That of Paul in the New Testament. Tuesday, Related Verses. Philippians 3, verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, by that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith.
2 Corinthians 4:17. For our momentary lightness of affliction works out for us, more and more surpassingly, an eternal weight of glory.
Job 27, verses 5 and 6. Far be it from me to declare you righteous. Until I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. To my righteousness, I will hold fast. I will not let it go. My heart does not reproach me for any of my days.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, meekness.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 and verses 12 through 14, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward.
Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he said to them all, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Suggested reading. Through his 8 times of speaking to his 3 friends, Job exposed many negative things concerning himself. He exposed himself as being self-righteous and as a person full of reasons. A self-righteous person is always ready to give many reasons regarding his situation.
Job was unaware of his miserable situation before God. He acknowledged God in name, but not in reality. He had not been saturated by God and filled with God. He had not been mingled with God and had not become one with God. Furthermore, Job did not possess any element that indicated some aspect and some feature of the New Jerusalem as God's organism to live God and to express God for eternity. Job did not know his situation, and he did not know the New Jerusalem.
In his experience of God's consuming and stripping, Paul did not lose heart. Through his outer man, he was being consumed, yet his inner man was being renewed day by day. He said that his momentary lightness of affliction worked out for him an eternal weight of glory.
Paul was such a man who expected to be consumed every day because he wanted to be renewed. Renewing can be consummated only by consuming. This kind of renewing by consuming adds to the weight of glory that you will share in the coming ages. We will all share the Lord's glory, but the weight of glory will differ among the believers. Through God's consuming, the glory that we will share will become an eternal weight.
Job considered his suffering of affliction something very heavy, but Paul considered his affliction momentary and light. Instead of caring about our affliction, we need to care for the increase of the weight of glory. How much weight of glory we will have depends on how much we suffer in our present affliction for the Lord's sake. Paul knew that the more he suffered, the more weight of glory he would share in eternity.
Paul magnified Christ by living him, whether through life or through death, by the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This is the Christian life. When God created man, this is the kind of life he wanted man to live.
God's intention with Job was to consume this perfect and upright person and to strip his attainments, his achievements, and the highest standard of ethics and perfection and uprightness.
God's intention was also to tear down the natural Job in his perfection and uprightness, that he might build up a renewed Job in God's nature and attributes.
Eventually, God's intention was to make Job a man of God, filled with Christ, the embodiment of God, to be the fullness of God for the expression of God in Christ, not a man of the high standard of ethics and Job's natural perfection, natural uprightness, and natural integrity. Such a person, constituted with God according to his economy, would never be entangled by any troubles and problems, so that he would curse his birth and prefer to die rather than to live.
In Hebrews, Christ is the present Christ, who is now in the heavens as our minister and our high priest, ministering to us the heavenly life, grace, authority, and power, and sustaining us to live a heavenly life on earth. He is the Christ now, the Christ today, and the Christ on the throne in the heavens, who is our daily salvation and moment-by-moment supply.